I wanted to pick a phrase for this upcoming year, and I'm curious what yours will be. So for 2025, I picked gratitude is the attitude. So anytime I feel like I want to complain about something, or I feel like bogged down in the brain, or like I'm complaining about life, I just have completely shifted my mindset to be like, you know what? I'm really lucky to have these problems because gratitude is the attitude. Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast.
Whoa. Where'd you go? Dare? Dare?
Hello?
Oh, wait. You're in the other chair.
I'm in the other chair. Nice. Welcome back, everybody. You know, January is the season of trying new things. So I thought I would try sitting in this chair. I just wanted to see what's it like on the other side of the room. For our audio listeners, I'm sitting in the guest chair today. Because it's January. We're trying new things. Also joining me today in his usual spot in the back of the canoe, steering us, keeping time, and making sure I stay on rhyme. I don't know. Is Cosmo from the Cosmo Network.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Happy holidays. How are you?
Happy holidays. I'm so good. Yes. I feel like I have done just the right amount of like taking time off, enjoying myself at home, but now I'm like ready to party.
Heck yeah.
Like I'm ready for January to be the best January ever. Oh no, Pikachu jumped off.
Pika.
No, come back, sir.
Well, he had his safety goggles on.
He heard me say party and he was like, we gotta go.
He's like, yeah.
We gotta go. So welcome to January, everybody. I hope you all are as excited about January as I am because I don't like Januarys typically. I usually really don't. And if you watched our first episode, the pilot from last February, we actually talked about my hatred of January. And I rewatched the episode today and it actually aged pretty well.
Yeah. I think so too. It looks really good.
Yeah, I feel like...
I can't say the same about my first episode.
What do you mean? Was it chaotic?
Well, it's in the beginning, you know, so you're like trying to find your groove. So it didn't look... doesn't look how it looks now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's growth.
Yeah,
you start somewhere and you go somewhere, you know. Yeah. This is a little bit of a map, you know. It takes time to figure out what direction you're trying to go in. Mm-hmm. Not that I would have ever experienced that, a.k.a. Dare Wears, where it's completely had a rebrand. Things happen. But I think that's like the beauty of the new year is it's such a great checkpoint to just like look at yourself in the mirror and be like, okay, what did I do this last year? Did I accomplish a lot? Did I not accomplish a lot? Am I happy about this thought or am I sad about this thought? And where do I really want to go? So today's Delulu episode is essentially just going to be us like unpacking the last year and talking about some really great things we did with this podcast and maybe giving you some like tips of inspiration to put the wind back in your sail and feel like you can accomplish some goals too in 2025.
Sweet.
How are you feeling so far about 2025?
Very ambitious. This is going to be my most ambitious year yet. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of things in the works, a lot of things planning, and trying to fill out my channel more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I love that.
Yeah. So anybody at home is watching, if you have an idea for a show and you live in the LA area or you don't, but you have something that's worthwhile of showing on YouTube, I'm renting out space on my channel.
Oh, there you go.
For something educational. It has to be educational. It has to be on brand. So, yeah.
Oh, totally. And honestly, that's not a bad idea for even our podcast here is that if you're watching this episode and there was a video that you thought like really stood out or there was a guest that you really loved or a concept, like when we did the Grind My Gears, when we read the Am I the A-Hole, like go in the comment section because we're going to keep coming back to this episode particularly to see what you all vibe with because we love all the episodes. Yeah. We think they're all great. Like, there's not one that I'm like, man, that was a bad episode. I love them all for different reasons, but we want to know what resonates with you. So please go in the comment section. Like I said, we're going to keep coming back to it and reading it and like really digesting what you as the viewers want us to provide and give to you because after all, you're our audience. You're our community. So we want to make you feel like you're in our canoe with us, taking you on the ride.
Heck yeah.
Actually prepped some notes for today.
Ooh.
Of some positive things we can talk about.
Sweet.
this was my, oh, don't read the back, but this was my reminder to tell everybody I'm sitting in the new chair. So in case you forgot. Oh, boy. I do want to say that we have hit some pretty awesome goals here on Delulu Canoe. We are above 1,000 subscribers now, which is so awesome.
Nice.
We're currently in this moment, we're at 1,230 subs, which is amazing for a first year like podcast channel. There are so many podcasts out there that have great content, great hosts, high production value, and they're sitting at like 10 to 15 views per episode. So it is incredibly hard to get the YouTube algorithm to love you. And we just want to take a second to say thank you so much for watching and subscribing and commenting and, you know, being a part of this community more than I felt in many years. Like, I kind of feel like my community on some of my other pages isn't really a community. They're just there to watch the content and leave. And I'm cool with it. But here I kind of feel like we actually know the people that are in our canoe, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
We also now have a segment on the channel called Delulu Can News, which every Tuesday, JP, John Paul Batista, and I sit in these chairs and we talk about trending news. It's a great way to just like pop in and say hello, maybe hear about like the gossip that's going around on social media. Currently, we should be back by now, but we are taking a bit of like a 2-week break for the Christmas season. Obviously, that's over now when you guys see this episode, but we will be back in full swing. If you have any topics that you want us to talk about, the best place to let me know is on our Patreon, but we'll get into the Patreon later. And another exciting announcement is we have hit the members monetization benchmark, which means you can pay as low as a dollar and you get like a little emote by your name. And it shows that you're part of the community and you're part of us in a way.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
Yeah, we've hit some really great moments on the channel. Like, we've really hit our stride, which is not, I mean, it's been easy for us because we love to talk, but like, it's really hard to build and shape a community out of like nothing, you know?
It is, you know, trying to find out what it is that you want to do. That's always the hard part. You can do anything, really. You could show like other people's clips, you know, and just like be like that one show with that one skater dude. Can't remember his name. It was him, Big and Rich, or something like that.
But now
he has his own show where he just shows. It's kind of like America's Funniest Home Videos.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
I'm just like, you could do that, or you can just make a channel of just pure nonsense. But it's hard to come up with like a theme, something important. Nowadays.
Yeah. Something that you care enough about that you could keep coming back to despite the high views or the low views, which is something like I hinted at earlier with Dare Wears. I really struggled with that for a long time because it was so easy for me to put on like a tiny little outfit that people were like, oh, she looks so good. And it would hit like a million views, but I never really cared. So I totally agree that it's tough to find that, I wouldn't even call it like a niche, but like the category of content that you want to create.
Yeah.
But it seems like you're doing really well on the Cosmo Network.
It's, the theme is educational.
Is it?
It's just educational. It's like my show started off with just showcasing other people's talent and those who make a living off of it.
Yeah.
And so like, how do you, there's a lot of, I've said this 1,000 times, like, but like, is there a university or a college or a course to get into certain, some of these things like being a mermaid or making props? Or it's like everyone has to do it. Everyone does it the hard way. They do it on their own. They go out there and they just put themselves out there.
Yeah.
But no one really knows anybody like that, you know? Only until you get into the industry, you start networking and meeting other people.
Right, right.
But just to start off by yourself, it's like, what do you do? Where do you go? So
it's daunting.
It is. It really is. So I was like, all right, educational. Let's just make this as smart and educational and informational, informative as I can. With a little bit of fun.
It's got to be fun.
It got to be fun. Yes.
No fun. It's just school.
Yeah.
Welcome to the School of Cosmo.
Welcome to the School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, right.
Hard Cos. But then after that, after it started picking up and people were approaching me like at cons, and I'm like, that episode was awesome. Now I'm getting into art or prop making or sculpting or acting. I was like, cool. Now what's the next thing I can do that's educational? And cooking. I think it's educational because what Jackie does is not professionally I can't say professionally done. She has the ingredients. She knows the measurements. She knows the temperatures, but she doesn't.
But she's not professionally taught.
Right.
But she went and she did it.
Yeah, she did it. And that's just, it's an encouraging for those who don't know. And she does it a different structure that just kind of more relatable than like, hi, welcome to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
This is my thing and blah, 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 presentation, blah, 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 blah. I like it because it's natural.
It's very anti-Martha Stewart. Like, yes. It's very like, what's like a good word for it? It's like, there's like a lot of play on words. That's why kitschy is in the title because it is very kitschy.
It's very kitschy.
It's really cute. Yeah. I think it's such a great segment. And for those of you that maybe that don't know about Cosmo's YouTube channel, you did a rebrand in like the middle of the year, which was so cool that instead of it just being the Cosmo show, he changed it to the Cosmo Network. So now there's a variety of playlists and different varieties of shows that you can watch. Like there's a comic book segment, right? And then there's like a...
There's a comic book segment with Sammy the Monster on the Cosmo show.
Oh, okay.
I give a comic book of the day. Then Jackie's Kitchen, and then fan film reactions.
Yes.
Where I just pay homage to all the people that put their hard time and dedication into these beautiful work of art that's almost, that can be, which I've viewed on the show with Vera Vanguard, absolutely amazing. Better than Blockbuster. Better than any other industry would come out with, like Paramount or Warner Brothers. And I'm like, damn, this is beautiful. But it's like a resume for them. For like the actors and writers, and it's like a demo reel, so whatnot. So me and my producer, Nate, are working on another section in our network for fan films.
There you go.
We're working on a fan film script, and you might have a part to play.
Oh, cool. Yes. Yeah, I'm totally down.
Yeah.
I know I got to get my to-do list for 2025 is to get my official episode on the Cosmo show going because I haven't done mine yet. So, which is totally my fault. I will take the blame for that one.
We should go shopping.
Oh, I want to so bad.
Find a mall and just like go to like H&M and, you know, just like try on haul pretty much.
Kinda, yeah.
But a male.
Not quite try on haul, more clothing review.
Clothing review, yes.
Try on haul is for the male gaze, and we're for all gays now.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm so excited that you are so goal-oriented on your show and like you're really starting to pick up your stride as well. And it's been really cool to see Delulu Canoe and the Cosmo Network like rise together. And I think that that's something that not a lot of people do. We even talked about this last year, is that there's not a lot of YouTube collaboration. And we're now kind of living proof that like when you do collaborate with somebody over and over again, your channel and their channel will only grow because you're introducing each other to a new audience and to new people. And it's just been so much fun. So thank you for doing this. And thanks for allowing me space on your channel and for you being on my channel. It's really helped.
It's been a pleasure and an honor. And it's really fun to say, hey, catch me on Delulu Canoe Podcast every Monday, blah, 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 on my show. I love it. That's what I'm trying to strive for this year is more cross promoting.
Oh, okay.
So more shows that I love that I watch on YouTube. I'm gonna just like start reaching out to the people. So I'm like, hey, wanna be on my show? Can I be on your show? Let's cross promote.
Yeah, so, there you go. Yeah. It's like such a hard thing to find. Like everyone talks about how LA, there's so many like creators out here and it should be easy to collaborate, but it's a lot harder than I thought. I found it was much easier when I lived in Florida, and I don't know why.
Wow.
Yeah. It was just so much easier to, like, find people that would want to work together. Whereas, like, since I've moved here, like, there's a core group that I constantly work with, but it's really hard to, like, pitch yourself to other people that have, like, the same amount of followers as you or, like, maybe makes the same type of content because, like, they're so busy doing their own thing that a lot of times, like, I get blown off. So,
you know what? It's that – what do you call it? That little stigma of LA brand. It's like, who are you? Who do you know? We talked about this before in a couple of episodes. It's scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, you know? So at the time when I was asking people that are like huge, I'm like, hey, wanna be on my show? They look at my numbers. I'm like, oh. They're like, well, you know, like let's talk when you reach like this and blah 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 and that. I was like, okay. Well, I'm like, I'll never talk to that person again. Maybe I will. I'm like, look at me now.
But I'll take accountability, and I will definitely say that I've been that person to other people on their shows. And it's mainly, like, from my perspective as a bigger creator, I mean, YouTube, I'm kind of like a medium-sized creator, but, like, on Instagram, I'm on the larger side. It is really hard to make time for everybody's shows because I get email pitched, I don't know, like, probably once or twice a week from different shows. And a lot of them do have a smaller following. And we're talking, like they're just barely getting their feet wet, so to speak. And I have to gauge, like, well, it is my time away from my community and it's time away from like the things that I've built. And there are times where I'll do smaller ones just because I think they're fun or I really like the host, but there are a lot of times I do have to say no. So just due to time's sake and I'm juggling so many hats right now with so many YouTube channels.
You got a lot of hats.
Yeah, like today we just officially started the Disastro Skit channel. So it's now on YouTube. You can find it. It's called Disastro TV because Disastro was already taken on YouTube. I don't know how or why this always happens to me. Oh, but so that is the compilation channel between Adam, or he goes by Dizza, and I, where we write a bunch of like little mini skits and then we put them up on this page. We're going to be casting a lot of other people to be in our skits. Like I would love to have you pop in for a couple of them.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we just want to have like a channel where we get to just be fun and write silly skits.
Sweet.
Yeah, so go check that out. I'll post my acting reel there too.
Nice.
But yeah, there's so many plates that are spinning up in the air. So I do apologize on behalf of other people when they do say no. But if it is somebody you really want, I do think you should chase them.
Oh yeah.
You know?
I'm planting seeds in people's ears.
There you go.
And so far I've followed a few of them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I send them like memes, you know, here and there, and they respond back. And I'm like, all right, cool. And I start sending them clips of my show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, I really like that, blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, all right, cool. It's working. So
You got them hooked.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think that's like a great way to go about it. Like I usually try to pitch people on Instagram just because my following is bigger there to be like, hey, do you want to collab? Like you write music, I write music. Or you have a skit channel, I have a skit channel. Like I feel like I'm always like fishing, you know, putting my lure out there. But I haven't had a lot of bites. So, I'm just going to coast for now, make my own stuff. And then maybe as those channels get bigger, other people will plant the seed to me instead. But I totally understand that can be difficult. Speaking of planting a little bit of a seed, today's episode is sponsored by our Patreon.
Yeah.
If you don't know, we have a Patreon for Delulu Canoe Pod where we basically treat it like a billboard. So it's a great place to have your reminders turned on because sometimes YouTube fails at letting you know that we've uploaded. So if you have your Patreon notifications on, I basically post every time we have an episode that goes live here on YouTube. I'll grab the link and I'll plop it on Patreon so that way you remember. We have two free episodes on Patreon currently right now that are the last year's Christmas episode, the last year's Halloween episode. They're really funny. So I highly recommend if you don't have the funds right now, we totally understand, but make an account anyways. Sign up for free because it, one, makes our numbers look bigger and two, makes our community bigger.
Yeah.
So come hang out with us over on Patreon. We do have some levels where you get to see some behind the scene interviews. We have a $5 tier, $10 tier, and a $50 tier, which one of my New Year's resolutions is to do some mail out stickers for everybody on the $50 tier, but we'll get there.
Ooh, nice.
So be sure to check out our Patreon. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Did you like that segue?
I did.
I thought it was really good. Super clean. So on the note of January and it being the season of everybody's trying to change themselves all at once, which we hate here.
New beginning.
Yes. It's not that I hate change. I watched last year's episode. I go on a tangent about how people want to change everything about themselves. Go watch it if you haven't watched it. But I actually am a firm believer in picking a word or a phrase to kind of coin the next year. 2024 for me, the phrase was community. And I felt like last year, especially with this podcast, we actually really did hit community hard.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a vast crew of fans that follow me no matter what content I make. They care about what I have to say, my thoughts, my ideas, my goals, my dreams, my health. And it has felt so good because I care about those things with them. So I wanted to pick a phrase for this upcoming year, and I'm curious what yours will be. So for 2025, I picked gratitude is the attitude. So anytime I feel like I want to complain about something, or I feel like bogged down in the brain, or like I'm complaining about life, I just have completely shifted my mindset to be like, you know what? I'm really lucky to have these problems because gratitude is the attitude.
Yeah.
So that's mine. I'm curious, like, is there anything that you really like want to hold with you every day into the new year? Something that you revisit to empower you?
I mean, last year was all about networking.
Mm-hmm.
And it went really well. And it's still going good. This year, I would have to say, I have to go. There's like two phrases I used to say back in high school and like growing up in my 20s. One was, mess with the best, die like the rest.
Oh, okay.
But.
Dying.
That was really cocky back then. Well. But this year, I just want to say, like, do or forever wish you had.
Oh.
The thing is about the universe, it's like, the things that you want, it feels like your world is like at the end, right? My whole world is crumbling because what I want, I can't have, is falling away from me. But the universe has a way of like putting things into place. Mm-hmm. It'll take out things that you don't need, but put in things that you need.
Yeah.
Like, it takes out what you want, but puts in what you need. That's what it puts in place. So like, that's what like falling into place, things happening for a reason, cause and effect. I believe in all that stuff. So I'm like, do or forever wish you had.
I love that. That is such a good phrase.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at us. We're like, we're really like killing it this year in 2025. Like we're moving up in the world. We're philosophers now.
Right.
We're cosplaying as philosophers. Ooh, that's why I got this microphone. That's also my new phrase to say is like when I'm joking about something, I'll be like, yeah, I'm cosplaying as that. I don't know why.
Oh.
I also have another manifesting question because we just had Jackie Hollywood on last week.
Love Jackie Hollywood.
Oh, she's such a breath of fresh air. Yeah. Like, I love hearing the way that she thinks and the way that she manifests things and the way that she's, like, created, like, the perfect life for herself.
She has a force field of, like, just calmness around her.
That is such a good way to describe her.
It's like, when she enters a room and you're in her bubble, it's just like, huh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, all your worries are, like, just relaxed and calm and it's a tingling feeling, a great sensation.
I literally could not agree more. Like, she is such a warm person. And like you said, like, all your thoughts and your stresses just kind of are like, oh, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I can do this. And because she was on last week, she was talking obviously a lot more about manifestation. There was a lot of her and I going back and forth and me just like picking her brain on it. And I, after she left, decided that I was going to make a 2025 vision board.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm like the biggest vision board hater. Like I used to really make fun of people that would take time to like make a vision board.
Mm.
And I'd still accomplish goals and I still would get a lot of things done, but part of me this year was wanting to embrace new things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually embracing like a new era on my Dare Wears channel where I have a playlist called Rooted in Positivity, where I sit down and I like talk and educate you all on like how I accomplish my goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know what, I'm gonna try this 2025 vision board and see how it goes. And I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. Nice. Like, it's so much fun.
Nice.
I get it. I get the vibes. I'm finally becoming like a crafty girl.
Mm-hmm.
Want to build more of my cosplays next year. And I guess my question for you is like, would you ever make like a vision board, or do you feel like you kind of have one on your phone already, or like your goals are already like, you know what you want?
I never did. Mm-hmm. And probably, I don't know, my brain is like ADHD on crack, but I've learned to focus on what's really more important.
Okay, prioritizing, yeah.
Prioritizing. And then with therapy and everything, it's just like to love myself more.
Aww.
It's like everybody, like keep people around me that are actually positive, but mm-hmm. as anything else personal or relationship-wise, anything like that, or just friendships, whatnot, just like, you know, it's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not going well, yeah. As long as I'm happy. That's what I try to focus on. Just myself.
Yeah.
Being more in love with myself, being more in touch with myself, and focus on me.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there is an important thing because I'm always about a community of like people around me, and it's good to have that. And everyone that I have in my life is super positive.
Oh,
but they all got their own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of like being a Debbie Downer or being sad or depressed, in a circle of friends that are trustful, that you can always find guidance or hope with, like, I just leave that alone, keep that on my therapist side, and then focus more on me, if that makes any sense.
It totally does.
Yeah.
Can I challenge you to do something, though?
Sure.
Give you a little bit of...
I love challenges.
Something that I've found works for me. It's super easy. I actually talked about it on my Rooted in Positivity over on my other page, so go watch that after this if you want. One thing that I found that actually really helped me with, like, accomplishing more goals, and I'll take it, like, back to, like, the easiest step, is make, like, a note on your phone. Or, I mean, if you like to write, you can write. And make just, like, a giant wish list for yourself. Like, go in there and be like, I want 1 million subscribers. I want to have a talk show. Like, just go in and just, like, brain dump all of your goals that you want. And then once you've made, like, a huge list, I recommend, like, taking a week and just every time you have a thought, like, I want to be able to afford food delivery delivered to my house. I want to be able to have a steady job or to be able to take time off. Just whatever you, like, really are called to, write it down in this, like, master list. Mm-hmm. And then, like, take a couple, like, spaces after you've taken, like, a week. And then write out, like, how you're going to do those things. Mm. And it takes time, but I have found that, like, I will accomplish my goals faster if I do that exercise.
Kind of like a bingo card.
Basically, yeah. Make yourself a bingo card.
Hmm.
And, like, this is just something that works for me, and you'll find, like, what works best for you, because maybe your first thought is, like, putting 1 million followers or subscribers down is, like, kind of a lot. That's really daunting. I don't really know. Let me tell you, whatever year that I first joined Instagram, because I don't remember off the top of my head, one of the goals I had written down is that I wanted to be verified on Instagram. Mm. And every year on New Year's, I would write it down. I would set an alarm. I would apply for it. And last year, I actually did it. So nice. I think there's something to writing. There's something about taking your idea and putting it down and seeing it every day that will help make the goals happen faster.
Okay.
So I just a little advice, just a little tidbit from, you know, from me to you. Maybe all right, try it.
All right. Yeah, see how it goes.
Also, I wanted to know another fun thing, because, like, I feel like January, people like to set, like, mini baby goals. Mm. And I think that's, like, a really good way to start the year, is to start, like, very, very small. And I was curious if you had anything in January that you wanted to try to do. Annually, I usually do a dry January just to kind of, like, set my body right, get all the toxins out. So is there anything in January you want to focus on or look at?
I just landed a new job.
Ooh.
Where it's going to make me money.
Hell yeah.
And I get to just blend in with the background and be forgettable.
Oh, that's so you.
I know, it's so good.
Although you won't be forgettable and you won't blend in. I will tell you that right now.
I don't know. I just got done a couple of weeks ago, got getting trained by this old guy about how to do a certain thing that I've done for 19 years. So I just sat there and I'm like, oh yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. Cool. And then, like, an hour later, when he left me on my own, I was just kicking butt.
Nice.
And it comes back. It's like, you're a fast learner. I'm like, I absorb information real well.
I'm a sponge.
But I never tell him about my past or my anything like that. So I like that. And I have no name tag, and I get to wear my glasses instead of wearing my contacts, because these are prescriptions, so I need to see. And it's just nice. Like, it's just no rings, no armbands, no nothing. Just go to work, make the money.
So it's like I don't know how to explain, like a upper class job, like that you can't have, like, identifying.
No, so believe it or not, I'm a barback.
Or is it? Okay. Oh, okay.
I bartended for years.
Mm.
And I've worked with some of the best barbacks that ever walked the earth. They're just amazing. And I'm taking a page from their number. And they were always older than me at the time, because I was younger. Mm-hmm. As a younger bartender, and I just, what I do now is I'm always in front of people, I'm always talking to people, and I just don't want that to be my life 24/7. If that makes any sense. Like, I need my break.
Yeah. So, no, I get it.
So with this job, I just get keep my head down, clean glasses, bus tables, do whatever I need to do, and just do the work and gone. And just, it's awesome. It's so awesome. Aww. But the goal is to save up money and and to get things that are like should be on that list that you told me about the challenge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just start saving up money to execute some of the things that I need to help me better my channel, even extra money.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a laptop. So that's definitely not on a wish list. It's a get list.
There you go. Love that.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it. Just I'm still a stupid superstitious kid.
Yeah?
That sees a shooting star and wish.
Oh, I am too, though.
Oh, my God. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh, my God, hold on. I had to stop what I do and wish for something. Like, think about it. I'm like, all right, cool, done. It could have been a satellite. Who knows? But still.
But in our hearts, it was a shooting star.
Exactly. But yeah, that would be it. To save money and to get the things that are really necessarily, the necessities.
Mm-hmm.
I might get a motorcycle again. I'm not sure.
Whoa. Okay. I know. Thinking about that one. We're thinking.
Yeah. But definitely the laptop first. And then just money on the side. Just to, like, hey, I'm going to goof off this month.
Yeah.
See you guys later. I'm going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, and passport. I need to get a passport.
That way, yeah.
My passport.
You can go anywhere then.
Exactly.
That's a great, it's kind of like a goal, but also just like I have a new job, so I'm going to like do such a good job at my new job. I was going to say I'm going to kill at my new job, but that sounded really violent, so I pivoted away from that word. You're going to slay at your new job.
I'm going to slay at my new job.
Slay. I always like to do dry January. That's like one of the things that I, for some reason, annually always do where I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go the whole month without drinking. I also have for Delulu Canoe getting full monetization, which we are so close and I hope we can hit it in January. So be sure to be watching your favorite episodes. Maybe not like over and over and over again, but go and watch your favorite episodes every once in a while. That'll help our watch time go up one, and then two, it'll help us hit that watch hours bar, which we're so close. So do that. And then also, I always have on my New Year's resolutions that I want to read a book. I want to read more, and I never do. And I learned this term that maybe you all can take something away with this. It's called habit stacking. And it's basically where you already have habitual things throughout your day that you already do, right? Like you wake up, you brush your teeth, you comb your hair, you wash your face. Now, you have that already in your day. And my goal is to like read a book, right? I know that I struggle with reading. Dyslexia. Hello.
Same here.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to download Audible and I'm actually going to listen to books instead of reading them. And because I already have the habit of I drive around a lot in my car, I work out sometimes here for an hour on my little step machine, instead of me watching mindless YouTube videos, which, you know, is sometimes good for me to just watch some junk online. But instead, I'm going to switch to listening to a book so that way I can actually read an entire book in January.
That's what I do.
Yeah? You do, yeah. Audible?
I used to be able to read a lot of books when I was younger.
Same.
But just like stuff that interests me, like Interview the Vampire, Anne Rice stuff, and
yep.
Yada, yada, yada. But there's a lot. And I think 2016, I started the Audible. And I just started, really? Like, listening. But I'm like, oh, my God. I love the ones that are, like, a full cast with sound effects in the background. And I'm listening to one right now. It's called Something High. I can't remember. I'm, like, listening to so many of them. But oh, wow. I suggest Hoopla.
Hoopla.
Hoopla is a, you get, all you need is a library card, and it's free.
Hoopla. Law. Yeah. Like Hoopla.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. And it's
I don't think I have a library card. I did.
Chrissy of all people asked me about it. Or really? Told me about it. Yeah. Huh. She's like, I notice you're always on Audible. Like sometimes when we like if we're driving down to like somewhere like far and whatnot, like one of the cons. Last time I was with her, we were driving down to San Jose for a con and she was listening to something and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. She's like, yeah, this is Hoopla. Check it out. It's free. All you need is a library card.
Oh, I love that.
I love Audible, too, because there's stuff on Audible that I can't get on Hoopla.
Okay.
But it's good to have two different sites to go.
Two different ways to get your audiobook fixed.
Hoopla.
Oh, great. That's exactly how I wrote it down. I'm very impressed with myself.
And the book that I'm reading is Fourth Wing. It's kind of like Harry Potter. God, Harry Potter and like that show Magicians. I don't know if you remember that show.
No.
We have with dragons.
Oh, okay.
And medieval stuff. And it's so amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
I bet we like reading the same things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have a, like, you like fantasy.
Yeah, I love fantasy.
Like, things that are not of this world where we pay rent and bills.
Things that are not of this world that I know like I would strive in.
Those kind of worlds. you just murder anybody and it's like, well, he was a pain in the butt.
Not murder. Well, oh my God. I'm not going to give this away, but like this is a training how to get your dragon.
Oh, okay.
But like everyone's from different factions. But this is trail. This is obstacle you have to take. Mm-hmm. And you have to walk through this path where all the dragons are at. There's different types of dragons. They give you the lore and the different types of dragons.
Cool.
And they have to bond with you psychically. You can't just go up there and grab it and tame it. They have to bond with you. And if they don't like you, they kill you. Oh. So far where I'm at in the book, there's a negative person. And he's like bitching all the way. He's like, I'm going to claim this one. I'm going to claim that one. Blah, blah, blah. The best dragon. And the one that he wanted to claim burned him to death. So
nice.
Yeah, it's like, it's really good. I definitely suggest it.
Oh, yeah. What was it called again?
Where is that? Let me go on my phone real quick. It is called Fourth Wing.
Fourth Wing. Okay.
And it's a full cast. It's book one of two. And they have a second book out. And then the third one's coming out this month in January.
Okay, I'm definitely going to read it.
Yeah.
Definitely going to read it.
We should start a book club.
I was just going to say that was one of my goals like 4 years ago was to start a book club because it would force me to read more.
Let's do it.
I don't think I can.
I mean, okay, what's your pace?
Oh gosh. Let me think.
Like how many times a day or how many hours a day will you be listening to it?
Well, I think the first thing for me is I need to start the habit. So I need to habit stack it with me driving or me walking places or doing cardio. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be able to gauge how much time I have into listening because I consume a lot of YouTube content. And I think if I replaced it with reading, I would probably be able to finish a book in January. So I think I need to add that to my list of like, okay, now I'm committing to this. Because I actually, fun fact, I was able to fix my morning routine because I didn't really have one for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I talked to my therapist about it. I did a whole episode on this as well on Rooted in Positivity. Again, go watch that after this, where I talk about how you can fix your morning routine. And it literally took me like 2 days to fix it. It was so easy. And I think with reading, it's the same principle where it's like if I just habit stack it with things I'm already doing, mm-hmm. I'll be able to gauge like, okay, I can get through 2 chapters a day or, I can get through 50 pages a day, depending on what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we can start a book club once I kind of gauge where I'm at.
Try it at night before you go to bed.
Before you go to bed?
Yeah. I noticed with the audiobooks, I can only do that when I'm like, I have nothing else to pay attention. All the lights are off. Uh-huh. I'm just have the headphones on. I'm just listening and my whole brain is in that world. And I fall asleep. And I might miss some chapters, but I have to go back.
Yeah.
And like, where did I left off? So what should take me like a day to go through this mm-hmm. book? It's already taken me 5 days.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like, I'm still on chapter like, what chapter am I on? I'm on chapter six. No.
Okay.
I'm on chapter six. And there's a lot more chapters after that. But I keep on going back. I'm like, what part did I fall asleep? So.
Yeah, you got to go back and get all the context.
And it's good. It's good. It's like a little recap, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, maybe I can try doing that because I used to try to physically read because I've had a lot of fans send me books. Mm-hmm. And I would try to sit there and like physically read it. But the problem is that I, one, either fall asleep with the book open. I fall asleep with my red light mask on. It's so bad. Like like as soon as I'm like laying down and I'm comfortable, I'm out. Like I fall asleep so quickly. So I'm hoping, here's another habit stacking because I use like a red face shield. Mm-hmm. To help me with my acne. And I do it like almost every night, like really religiously. So I'm thinking if I'm listening to the book while I have like my red light mask on, I think that would actually really help me to get through the book.
Maybe we could start a Patreon book club.
Patreon book club coming soon. I don't know. We'll see. I got so many other things that are like actually on my vision board that I have to focus on. But I think that would be really fun is doing some sort of like a book club or like checking in with people that are reading. Or maybe at the end of each podcast, we just talk about like what book we're reading, where we're at, if we like it, if we don't like it.
Yeah.
We can maybe like implement it somewhere.
Yeah.
Some seasoning.
Well, you know, I have room in my channel if you're down. An actual book club show.
That's not a bad idea. Better write that down.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have so many shows on my channel.
That's what you need to do. Variety is key.
Yeah, it is. Damn.
At least that's what I've heard from YouTube lately. But on that note, that's all I kind of have for this episode. Like, we technically haven't hit our year yet at this point because our year is in February. But I thought I would just like get ahead of it and just really say thank you to everybody who watches, like throw you your flowers. We really greatly appreciate you all so much. I'm so appreciative having you come and producing. Oh, now man. It's been almost an entire year, so I right? greatly appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a trip, an honor, and just educational.
Yeah, very educational. We've just been floating along in our little canoe. And I also always forget that we have to pick like what character we are.
Yes, we got to make that a mandatory thing.
I know, I always forget. I don't feel like I relate with any of them though. I'm just like happily floating along.
No, I'm like the water.
Yeah, we're like the water today. We're just like coasting, we're chill.
We should cosplay that at Dragon Con.
The Delulu canoe?
Yeah, we can make like a fake canoe and then like and like in a third person and just put
we could. I think maybe we give it another year. We might need, you know.
Yeah.
Because Dragon Con's more of meme con. I don't know that we're a meme quite yet.
Not yet, but we'll get there.
Manifest the memes for us. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today on this episode. Again, please hit those comments hard. We want to know what segments do we create that you really love to listen to watch. Let us know what guests you loved us having on. Just like tell us what we're doing well. Mm-hmm. And honestly, tell us what we're not doing well. Like, go ham. Be honest in the comment section. We're going to read it. We're going to keep coming back to it and improve the show with your feedback. So thank you so much. Stay Delulu, everybody, because that way all of your dreams can come true, Lulu. And it's the Salulu. Both outros. What do you think about that, Chair? Awesome. We'll see if I like being over here. Bye, everybody. Oh.